It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, say, here we are again. Another half hour of great music, a few smiles, and perhaps even a little inspiration. I have a question for you. When was the last time you had a camera in your hand? I'm not really talking about the one on your phone. I'm talking about the one with the lens that extends out from the frame. When was the last time you went down to the local store to get some paper prints? I was thinking about that this week. Seth, my youngest son, received a real nice letter from his grandfather this week, congratulating him on some excellent grades. And I encouraged him to put that letter in a scrapbook. He said he just might do that. I'm going to pick up a scrapbook for him this week and get some copies of some old prints from my old Canon camera for him to put in there as well. You should always have a few items to pass on to your children. I have a few things Seth will receive after, perhaps maybe even before I pass on. A few of my old law enforcement badges, a couple of old firearms, and well, whatever I may own when the time comes, because you know, they say, and it's true, you just can't take it with you. And I can't take any of this stuff with me. Well, anyway, let's get started with some great songs and some award-winning smiles, provoked and manufactured. Right here, the smiles, that is, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Gather round and listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Listen to those happy feet.
Listen to those happy feet.
Ain't you glad that you found out?
Ain't you glad that you found out?
What the clam is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Well, grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Squeeze. Dig right in and do the clown. Dig right in and do the clown.
Boy, that was an old one. That was Elvis Presley with Do the Clam. Here's Homer and Jethro with a comedy spin off of Heartbreak Hotel. This is called Heartbreak Motel.
Down at the Heartbreak Motel, my room, it was so small. Every time I tried to smile, my teeth would touch the wall.
But I'm a staying and a paying. I ain't got room to change my mind.
I picked up my telephone. The manager said hello. He said, what's eating you? I said, that's what I'd like to know.
And I'm a-itching and a-scratching. I'm wearing out my fingernails.
Clerk, he looked at me and said, you can have a room, but you will have to make your bed. I said, that's okay, buddy, I learned that from my ma. Then he reached out and handed me a hammer and a saw.
And I'm a-nailing and a-wailing here at the Heartbreak Motel.
Here at the Heartbreak Motel, I got a room with bath. Back home I only had a room and it just had a path.
This outside plumbing is unbecoming. It's really out of this world.
The waiter in the dining room, he filled my heart with cheer. He said I would enjoy it cause I could eat dirt cheap here.
And he was so right, that was my last night. And now I'm checking out of here.
A 34-year-old man is now facing the idea of life in prison after allegedly being caught stuffing $31 of chocolate bars into his pockets in a convenience store. New Orleans resident Jacobia Grimes faces the life sentence after being charged under the Louisiana State Habitual Offender Law, which considers past offenses. Grimes is a quad offender under the Habitual Offender Law following 5 previous convictions. According to his lawyer, those 5 previous convictions totaled less than $500 for incidents at Rite Aid, Save a Center, Blockbuster Video, and several other stores. I just think it points to the absurdity of the multiple billing statute. They're spending their time to lock someone up for years over $31 worth of candy. It's ridiculous, attorney Miles Swanson said. It's unconscionably excessive to threaten someone with 20 years to life for candy. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I need your sweet inspiration. Oh,
That was the Eliope Singers with Sweet Inspiration. Here's Chuck Berry with You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations and networks that carry the program. Almost 4 years ago, or right around 4 years ago, the Jason Kirkman Show was born in the studios of KHII. They're broadcasting on 88.9 out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. They've picked up a couple of sister stations, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, right where Studio 312 is, and KTMN 97.9, pushing a lot of new power out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. And later on, we picked up a few other stations. There's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia. Their call sign is WVPV. That stands for West Virginia's Proud Veterans, and they are proud to be first in Ritchie County. RememberWhenRadio.com out of beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands. One day, I want to sit on a beach there and eat a pineapple. Then there's the Q-Star radio station out of Florida, WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia, and AM 1700 Radio Richmond, based out of San Francisco, California. Classic Hits 1630 AM in beautiful Denver, Colorado, and WRock at WLOR.net in Boston. They're based out of Boston, and they probably have more internet listeners than any station I've ever heard of. Over 4 million a month. Wow. And deepoldies.com, they've got a fantastic website. You ought to check it out. There's also Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. That's a nice place to visit. And here's where I really want to go someday, soon, hopefully, maybe. WRSG 91.5, they serve Middleburn, West Virginia. They are Knights Radio, and they're proud of it. Their station staffed for three periods with high schoolers, along with several eighth grade honor students. How fantastic, how superb is that? And WFSN 96.7 FM in Union City, Pennsylvania. They're playing us several times a week there. and America Senior Radio Network out of Vancouver, Washington. You really ought to check out all the services that Jerry Gall provides there. He's fantastic. So thanks to all the stations that carry the program. Check out my website at jasonkurtman.com, and you can link over to a lot of these stations. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know what you're doing to bring back the nickel soda pop in the community that you live in. And let me know what station you heard the Jason Kurtman Show on.
But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care?
I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart.
XI of France was a firm believer in astrology, and yet he was somewhat uneasy when an astrologer accurately predicted the death of a lady at court. He felt the astrologer would be better off dead, so the king called him to his apartment, where his servants were ordered to throw him out the window once given the signal. First, however, Louis asked the man a question. "You claim to understand astrology and to know the fate of others. So tell me what your fate will be and how long you will live." The quick-thinking astrologer had a feeling something was going on. He replied, "I shall die just 3 days before your majesty." This so unnerved the king that he decided to let the astrologer live. Well, I am certainly having a fantastic day today. I want to thank you once again for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. You really don't have any idea how much I enjoy putting it all together for you, and I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy doing that. Don't sit at home this summer. Don't do it. Make some vacation memories with your family, and you can start making those plans now. While you're at it, why don't you think about coming on out my way? I'm telling you, you won't regret it. We sure do have a whole lot to see and do here. The people here in southern New Mexico are friendly, I promise you. We'd love to show you around. We'd love to point you in the right direction for some culinary delights to thrill your palate. And if you don't mind, you might even consider having a seat at our table. Bring your snow skis, your fishing rod, a tent. Bring whatever you want. But whatever you bring, make sure you bring your sense of adventure. Southern New Mexico has it all, and you can check it all out at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these sites are always linked at my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When you get here and the time is up, you might just leave wishing you lived here. As always, today's program is proudly underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been making and selling products for home and business since 1906. They're an American establishment for over 110 years. You can bet your bottom dollar your grandma knows something about Fuller Brush, so just ask her. todaysfullerbrush.com. Please, 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 please don't forget to make some great memories sometime this week with the ones you love, and especially those kids. There is no investment with a greater return than quality time with the kids. Don't forget that the world just can't get along without a little kindness. So go out and do something nice for somebody, even if it just involves flashing a big, wide, toothy grin and offering an outstretched hand. I'd like to thank all of my optimistic and faithful friends who have the desire, just like me, to bring back that nickel soda pop. No, not that carbonated cold drink, but the concept about the way of life that we used to enjoy right here in this beautiful land we live in that we call the United States of America. And I call it home. This is the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. As always, please keep the spring in your step and the brightness in your smile. I'll see you next time on this wonderful station. Here's a really fun song. My grandma used to sing us grandkids a version of it. It's Casey Jones with the Shortening Bread Rock.
I don't like cake. I don't like pie. I don't like sweets. And I'll tell you why. Cause mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. And mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. If you want my love, you better see that I'm well fed. Ooh, you've got a recipe that can't be beat. Honey, you've got a recipe that can't be beat. When you start cooking, ooh, it's such a treat. Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening.